Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Vov. Our Daf Vov is the last Daf of the long sugya of Balte Acher, and within this Daf we find the fascinating sugya of Kfiyo B'mitzvois, a general Kfiyo B'mitzvois, and Kfiyo B'karbon. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, Moitzos vasecho tishmer ve'osiso, and the Gemara learns from the word ve'osiso, azhara lebeizdin sheye asucho. This is azhara, the beizdin are commanded to force a person to bring a korban after he was noider that korban. The Gemara asks, lamali, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that beizdin are mechuyev to do so? We already know that from a different pasuk, detanyo yakriv oisoy melamed shekoyfin oisoy. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, Yakriv Oiso, and from there already we learn that Beis Din are koife, a person to bring a korban. And the Gemara says, Yochol ba'al korchoi, Talmud loymar lirtsoinoi, hokeitzad koifin oisoi ad sheyoymar, roitze ani. Beis Din forced a person until he says, roitze ani. Says the Gemara, the reason why we need those two psukim is because we have two different cases. Chad le'omar veloy afrish, V'chad afrish v'loy akriv. One pasuk teaches us that in the case where he was Omar, he already said he was noider to bring the korban v'loy afrish. He did not designate the korban. Beis Din could force the person to be mafrish the korban. And the second pasuk is needed in the case of afrish v'loy akriv. He was already mafrish, he designated the korban, but he never brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. In that case, we need another pasuk to teach us that Beis Din are obligated to force the person to bring his korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. Now Tosfos asks, why do we need a special pasuk regarding korbanos that Beis Din could force a person to be mekayim the mitzvah of akrovas korbanos? The Gemara in Ksuvah says that regarding all the mitzvahs asay, there's a halacha of makin oisoy achetetei nafshoy. If a person decides that he does not want to be mekayim a mitzvah asay, he does not want to eat matzah on Pesach or eat kazais on the first night of Sukkot, or he does not want to put on tefillin, Beis Din are obligated to force that person and to be makihim achetetei nafshoy until he almost passes out in order to force him to be mekayim the mitzvah saseh. And therefore asks Tosfos, why do we need a special pasuk regarding korban? Says Tosfos, mishum desal kedaitich de'en koifin kan lefi shekosuv lertzoinoi. Here there was a special hava mina that Beis Din will not force the person to bring the korban, since the pasuk in korban states lirtzoinoi, and as the Gemara explained, a korban has to be brought willingly. So therefore, I would have thought that Beis Din will not force the person to bring the korban because that will not be considered that he is bringing it lirtzoinoi. The chiddush is that nevertheless, Beis Din could force him, and as the Gemara explained, koifin oisoi ad sheyoymar roitze ani. The kfiya allows it to be lirtzoinoi, as we will explain later on what that means. Now, Tosfos still does not explain what is the real difference between the mitzvah of korban and all the other mitzvahs. Tosfos only says that by a korban there's a special halacha of lirtzoinoi. But what is the difference between the mitzvah of korban and all the other mitzvahs? The Yavetz asks that by all the other mitzvahs it also has to be done lirtzoinoi. Even though the pasuk doesn't say it, it is mashma clearly from the Gemara in Ksuvos itself that a person has to be mekayim the mitzvah lirtzoinoi. And the Yavetz proves that, and he says that the Gemara in Ksuvos says that when a person does not want to be mekayim the mitzvah, what do? Makin oisoy achetetei nafshoy. We hit him so hard until he almost passes out, and then he decides that he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. Asks the Yavetz, why don't we simply force him to do the mitzvah? For example, in the case of a kazais basukah, we will take the person and we will force him to eat something in the sukkah. If he doesn't want to put on tefillin, we will put on the tefillin on him forcefully. From the fact that the Gemara does not say that, the Gemara says, makin oisoy achetetei nafshoy, it's mashma that the person has to do the mitzvah willingly, and we only force him to decide that he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, there's a need for an explanation to understand what is the real difference between korban and all the other mitzvahs? That in korban there's an added halacha of lirtzoinoi. Perhaps we could understand this difference between korban and all the other mitzvahs based on a famous vart of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun says that not only in Karban we have this halacha of koifi noise atriyama roitani, also gabe get, we have the same exact halacha when a person is chayiv to be megarish his wife and he's not willing to do so, based in hit the person until he decides that he wants to be megarish, until he says roitani. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Beis Halacha Chof brings down this halacha that we force a person to be megarish his wife. And the Rambam has a very long and famous explanation, how does that work? The Rambam is bothered by the kasha that there is a halacha that get me'usa is possible. When a person is forced to bring a get, it's a get be'oines. And a get be'oines is not a kosher get, and therefore how does that get help when we force the person to give the get to his wife? It should be considered a get be'oines. And the Rambam explains that really this is not a get be'oines, this is a get be'rotzoin. I'm going to read the long words of the Rambam because this is a very yesoidistic Rambam. Says the Rambam, V'lom aloi botel get ze, shaharehu onus. Since the person is onus, why don't we say that this get is botel? And says the Rambam, she'ein oimrim onus elo lemi she'nilchatz v'nidchak la'asoyz dovar she'ein oim mechuyiv min hatoyer la'asoyzoy. Kegoin mi shehuko ad shemochar oinosan. We don't say oinus only in a case where a person is forced to do something which is not a mitzvah. Aval mi she'tokfo yitzori hora levatel mitzvoy la'asoyz haveiro v'huko ad she'oso dovar she'chayiv la'asoyzoy. Oy ad she'nisrachik mi dovar she'osur la'asoyzoy. If a person was forced to be mekayim a mitzvah or to refrain from doing an avera, this is not called an oines. Lefikach ze she'einu roitze legarish me'achas shehu roitze liyos meYisrael roitze hu la'asoyz kol hamitzvos velehisrachik min haveros veYitzroy hu shetokfoy vekeivan shehuko ad shetoshash Yitzroy. This person, since he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael and to be mekayim the mitzvahs, the only reason why he is doing this avera of not divorcing his wife, which he is supposed to divorce her, is because of the yetzer that is forcing him to do something that really deep inside is against his will. Therefore, we hit him until toshash yitzroy, we weaken the yetzer hora of the person, and we expose and reveal the true rotzoin of that person, which is to do the mitzvah, and therefore this is considered a gerushin lirtzoinoi. This is the famous yesoid of the Rambam, and many of the Bali Amusar like to quote this Rambam to prove that the true rotzoin of the Isha Yisraeli is to do mitzvah Hashem. Reb Chaim asks on the Rambam, we find that the Rambam in two places said the words roitzani. In the case of a korban, when the person is forced to bring a korban, the Rambam writes that he has to say roite ani, and also in the case of gerushin, when a person is forced to divorce his wife, he has to say roite ani, and the Rambam went into a long explanation to explain that this is his true rotzoin, and asks Reb Chaim, why does the person have to say roite ani? We see that the Rambam himself writes regarding the halachos of kiddushin in Perek Dalet Mehilchos Ishus Halacha Aleph, that if a person was forced to be mekadesh a woman, talyuha v'kidesh, kiddush of kiddushin, even if he did not say ani, as long as he did the ma'ase kiddushin, even though he was forced into it, it is considered a ma'ase kiddushin, and the woman is mekudeshes, and so too regarding mechira, the halacha is talyuha v'zavin zvine zvine, if a person was forced to sell something, the mecher, the mechira, is chal, even though he does not say roitze ani, and therefore asks Reb Chaim, what is so special about get and karbon that the Rambam had to explain that that the person has to say roitzani, and the Rambam went into this long explanation that really his true rotzoin is to be mekayim mitzvahs Hashem. Says Reb Chaim a big yesoid that really when a person does a ma'ase be'oines, it is considered a ma'ase even though it was done be'oines. The only chisorin that we have usually in a ma'ase be'oines is that a person doesn't have a da'as to do this ma'ase. But the ma'ase itself does have a shame ma'ase. Therefore, the chiddush of the Gemara and the Rambam is that when a person is forced to be mekadesh a woman or to sell an object, an item, we say that since the ma'ase is considered a ma'ase, even if it was done be'oines, even if he was forced into it. Therefore, we're assuming that the person eventually did have a da'as in the Maisa Mechira and the Maisa Kiddushin, because Agav Zuzei Gorman or Makne, eventually he does get money in return to his item. And therefore, we say that there's a Maisa Mechira and a Maisa Kiddushin, and the Maisa is Chal. Says Reb Chaim, this is only when we're talking about general things like Kiddushin or Mechira. But when the Torah specifically teaches us that there needs to be a rotsoin in the Maise, in that case, a Maise which is done be'oines is not considered bechlal a shem Maise. In the case of Gitin, of a get, and in the case of a korban, the Torah teaches us that it has to be liritsoinoi. In that case, if a person did not want to do the Maise, if it was forced upon him, it is not considered l'rtzoinoi, and therefore it will not have a shame maise at all. And therefore the Rambam has to come to tell us, to teach us, that in those two cases it is considered l'rtzoinoi. Even though he was forced to do that maise, it is not considered a maise be'oines, because really the fact that he was forced only revealed his true rotzoin, which he really wants to be mekayim rotzoin Hashem, and the maise is considered a maise be'rotzoin. So in one line, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim is, Be'etzem, generally speaking, we say that a Maise Be'oines is considered a Maise, but when the Torah says that the Maise has to be done Be'rotzoin, in that case a Maise Be'oines is not considered Bechlal a Maise, and therefore the Rambam has to explain that those cases he has to say Roitzani in order that it should be a Maise Be'rotzoin. Back to our Tosfos, based on this Reb Chaim, we could understand very well the difference between all the mitzvahs asay that the Gemara in Ksuvah says that we force a person to be mekayim a mitzvah asay and we're makin oisoy ad sheteitzei nafshoy, and the mitzvah of hakrovas hakorban. We asked before, what is the special halacha of lirtzoinoi? Why do we need a special pasuk in korbanois? And after the pasuk of lirtzoinoi, we have to have a special chiddush, like Tosfos said, that Beis Din could force a person to bring a korban. What is the difference between a korban and all the other mitzvahs? Based on this Reb Chaim, the difference is clear. In all the other mitzvahs, in the Maise mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, for example, or Anochas Tfilin, all that is needed is a kiyum Maise mitzvah with a das to be mekayim the mitzvah. But there's no halacha that the person has to do the Maise lerotzoin. It is true that if we will force the person and we will put him in the sukkah, or we would put on the tefillin on him, it won't be even considered a maise. But as long as the person is doing the maise by himself, even if he was forced into it, even if it was be'oines, it is still considered a maise mitzvah. On the other hand, by a korban, if the person will be doing it be'oines, it will not be considered a maise at all, because the Torah teaches us that the korban has to be brought l'rtzoinoi. Therefore, says Tosfos, I would have thought that since a korban has to be l'rtzoinoi, Beis Din should not force the person to bring a korban, because the korban will not be a kosher korban. And then that says Tosfos, and that says the Gemara, that still we could force the person to bring the korban, because koifin oisoi ad sheyoyma roitziani, eventually he is forced, but he wants to bring the korban, and it is considered a hakrovas korban l'rtzoinoi. Just one last Tosafa, an interesting chiddush we find in the Oyer Sameach and Hilchos Mamrim Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, and he says that there's another fundamental difference between the kfiya all on the other mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs say, and the kfiya on the korban which we find in our sugya. And says the Oyer Sameach that this halacha that we are koifin ala mitzvahs, that we force a person to be mekayim a mitzvah say if he's not willing to do and to be mekayim the mitzvahs, is not a halacha on regarding Beis Din. Any person could be koifeh, a different person, to be mekayim mitzvah yaseh, obviously with certain limitations, but be'etzem, this halacha is not a halacha regarding Beis Din. Only regarding the korbonois, this kfiyah of bringing a korban is a special halacha on Beis Din, that Beis Din are mitzuveh to bring, to force the person to bring his korbonos. And he's medayik from the Lashonos of the Rambam, that the Rambam only uses the word Beis Din when he's talking about the kfiyah of korbonos. Now the Or Sameach does not explain What is the difference? Why over here in the korban Beis Din our mitzvah to force the person, and in all the other mitzvahs, anybody could really force a person to be mekayim a mitzvah asay? Perhaps you can understand that based on the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that the chiyuv, this kfiya that we are koifin ala mitzvahs, that we force a person to be mekayim mitzvah asay, is based on the yesoid of arvus, which means that when the Torah says to be mekayim a mitzvah, the Torah does not only obligate a person to be mekayim a mitzvah himself, the Torah is obligating any person to make sure that the whole of Klal Yisrael are also mekayim that mitzvah. Therefore, we could understand that that chiyuv, that halacha, that a person could be koyfe, a different person to be mekayim mitzvah, as I say, is not a halacha only regarding Beis Din. This is a general halacha that any person could be koyfe ala mitzvah, since he has a chiyuv midin arvus that the other person will be mekayim the mitzvahs. On the other hand, says the Sfas Emes, regarding a korban, There's no halacha of arvus, because a korban is not a real chiyuv on a person. A person was misnadev, he had an edava, and he himself was mechayiv himself to bring a korban. In such a case, we do not say that there's an arvus on the whole of Klal Yisrael to see and to make sure that this person is mechayim, is mitzvah, since he was not obligated to do the mitzvah to begin with. And therefore, we need to come to a special pasuk that teaches us that Beis Din have a chiyuv to be koife that person to bring his korban. The next sugi in our daf is the case of a person that said, "Hare olai oilo al menas she'eini chayov be'achar yuso." Our Gemara mentions the Mishnah that says that the difference between a neder and a nedova is that a neder is ho'oimer hare olai oilo. I myself, I'm obligating myself to bring an oilo, and an adova is ha'oimer harezu oilo. He designates a specific behema as a korban. And the Mishnah says, "Uma be neder le nedova." What's the difference between a neder and a dova? Neder meis oinignav chayev be'achar yusoy. A neder, if that behema was meis died or nignav was stolen, he is chayev be'achar yusoy, since he obligated himself. The chiyuv is on the gavra to bring that korban. On the other hand, nedova, since the chiyuv is on the cheftza, he designated already that specific behema as a korban. Therefore, meisa oinigneva einoi chayav b'achar yusa. If that specific behema, which was already his nedova, died or was stolen, he is not chayav b'achar yus. And the Gemara says that there is a case which is a combination of a neder and a nedova. In a case where a person said, "Hare olai oilo al menas she'eini chayav b'achar yuso," a person could say, "I am chayav myself, hare olai oilo, I'm chayav myself, and I'm not designating a specific behema," and still he says, "But al menas she'eini chayav b'achar yuso, I do not want to be chayav in the achrayis of the behema, which I eventually will designate." And in that case, we say that the halacha is that his tnai is chal, and he is not chayev b'achrayis of this behemo. And the Gemara says that this case, when a person does such a thing, this interesting neder, and he says, "Hare olai oilan, menas she'eini chayev b'achar yuso," is really called a nedova, because it has the dinim of a nedova, since the person is not chayev b'achrayis of this korban. Toisvis dibar matchil al menas she'lo is chayev b'achar yuso says a few words, and he does not elaborate. So Tosha says, "Loi domi lematne alma shekosuv batoiro." Tosha means to ask that lichura this tnai that the person is doing should not be working, because since the halacha is that whenever a person says hare olai oilo, it is considered a neder, and we saw already in the Mishnah that the halacha of a neder is that a person is chayev be'achar yuso, because the chiyuv is upon the person himself to bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. And if that is so, how does it help that the person says, "Al menas she'eini chayev b'achar yuso"? This is a masne al ma shekosu b'toiro. Now Tosfos just says that this is not like a masne al ma shekosu b'toiro, and Tosfos does not explain why. Why is that different than any masne al ma shekosu b'toiro? The famous example of Tnai al Mashikosu Batoiro is a person says, "Hare at mekudeshesli al menas she'ein alai she'er ksus ve'oino." I am mekadesh, a person is mekadesh, a woman, And he says a tnai that I'm not chayev, the three chiyuvim that a regular husband is chayev towards his wife. The halacha is that masna al masha kosu b'tayrot noy batel, since this tnai is against what the Torah tells us, what the Torah teaches us, that a person is chayev in those chiyuvim, the tnai is batel. Why don't we say the same thing over here, that he will not be able to say al menash she'eini chayev b'achar yuso, since normally speaking, when a person says harei olai oilo, he is chayev b'achar yuso. The Tosfos HaRosh adds a few words, and he says, the kevan de'iko nedovo shedino bekach, mistomo ledas kein hunoider, sheyehei nidroi kenedovo. And also after the words of the Tosfos HaRosh, it's still a little bit difficult, but it seems that the Tosfos HaRosh means to say that since we do find that there is such an option of committing oneself to bring a korban without being chayv b'achrayis, and that is the case of a regular nedava when he says harei zu oilo, therefore even though he says harei olai oilo, since this option does exist to commit oneself for a korban without being chayv b'achrayis, it is not considered a masne al mashe kosu b'toiro. That is what it seems, that is what the Tosfos HaRosh means to say. In the Achronim we find a few other explanations why this is not a masna al mashe kosu b'toiro. The Shaila Sutshuvis Yehuda Yale of Rav Mahari Asad explains in Chelek Beis Simin Kuf Tzadik Zayin that masne al mashe kosu b'toiro is only in a case where he will for sure go against the din of the Torah. For example, when a person says Hareat Mekudeshes al Manas She'en Alai She'er Ksus V'oino, he is making now a tnai which will for sure go against the halach of the Torah, because the halach of the Torah is that a person is Mischayev B'She'er Ksus V'oino when he's Mekadesh and Isha, and his tnai is a vadai against the halach of the Torah. But in the case of a person who is Noider to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, it is true that he's saying now al menash she'eini chayev b'achar yuso, but who says bechlal that this korban will die or will get lost? It's only a suffik, and since it's only a suffik, therefore we say that in such a case, in a case of a suffik, it is not considered on masna al mashe kosu b'toir. In Shailas Uchuvas Shoyin Lumeishiv, Mahaduro Kam Ochelek Beis Simin Ein Zayin has a different pshat, a very nice pshat, to explain why this is not considered a masna al mashe kosu b'toiro. And he says that masna al mashe kosu b'toiro, the reason why the halacha is that tnoi botel is because that person is going directly against the will of the Torah, against the rotzin ha-Torah. When the Torah taught us that a person, when he's mekadesh a woman, he has to give her she'er ksus ve'oino, if that person is now, he wants to be mekadesh without giving she'er ksus ve'oino, he's going against the rotzin of the Torah. He's creating a new form of kiddushin which the Torah did not want to exist. The Torah taught us that a kiddushin requires a commitment of the husband to supply his wife with these needs, and he's trying to create a different form of kiddushin. That is why tnoi botel. On the other hand, when this person is saying Yahare olai oilo al menash she'eini chayev b'achar yuso, it is not against the rotzen of the Torah. The Torah gave him an option of saying Hare zu oilo. He decided not to say Hare zu. He's only saying Hare olai without yet designating a specific korban to his neder. But be'etzem, it is not against the Torah the fact that he's not mechayev himself b'achrayis, because the Torah gave him the option of not being chayv b'achrayis. If he wanted, he was able, he could have done a nedava and not a neder. Therefore, since this is not against the rotzin of the Torah itself gives us the option of committing oneself as a nedava and not as a neder, therefore it is not considered a masne al mashe kosu b'Torah. Regarding our Gemara, the Gemara says that if a person says Harei olai oilo al menash she'eini chayev b'achar yuso, his amira is chal, and he's chayev to bring that korban. There is a kasha of the Maharit. The Ksos HaChoshen in Simen Reish Gimel Sif Kotten Beis brings the Maharit, and the Maharit proves and brings a few rayas that if a person promised his friend to give him a chayfetz, a specific chayfetz, but he said that he is not chayev b'achrayis, he's not obligating, he's not meshabed any nechosim in order to give that person the chayfetz, even if they did a kinyan on his promise, the kinyan is not chal because it is dvarim be'almo. Since he's not meshabed his nechosim in order to give the person the chayfetz, therefore it is dvarim be'almo and the kinyan is not chal. And asks the Maharit, if that is so, why does it help when a person says, Hare olai oilo al menas she'eni chayv be'achriyuso? Since he was not meshabed his nechosim for this oilo, he said, al menas she'eni chayv be'achriyuso, we should say that this is dvarim be'almo, and his neder should not be chal, because even though we know that we have a klal that amira legavoya kimsirosi lehed yidomi, the amira to hegdesh is like a proper kinyan when a person does a kinyan with his friend. But in this case, even if he would have done a kinyan with his friend, the kinyan will not be chal because he was not mishabed himself to anything. And therefore, why is his neder chal when he says, Harei olai oilo al menas she'eni chayev b'achriyuso? The Ketzos HaChoshen answers the Maharit's kasha that even though the Gemara said that when a person says, Harei olai oilo al menas she'eni chayev b'achriyuso, his tnai is kayom and he's not chayev b'achriyus, that does not mean that he is not meshabed his nechosim to his neder. Obviously, that person, once he was noider to bring the korban, all his nechosim are meshubod to bring the korban, and he's chayev be'achrayis to bring the korban. All that person said is, al menas she'eini chayev be'achrayuso, after he will be mafrish a specific korban. In a regular neder, we say that when a person said, Hare olai oilo, even after he was mafrish a specific korban, if that korban died or was stolen, he is still chayov to bring a different korban because he said, Hare olai oilo. In our case, he says, Hare olai oilo al menas she'eini chayev b'achriyuso, which means after I will designate a specific behema, it will have a din like a din of an edava, and if that behema will die or will be stolen, I won't be chayev b'achriyuso. But before he designated a specific behema, obviously the fact that he said Hare olai oilo is meshabed all his nechosim, and now all his nechosim are meshuba to the kiyum of his neder, and therefore his amira is chal, because through his amira, he was meshabed all his nechosim to bring his neder, and therefore it is not similar to the case of the Maharit, where his amira was not chal at all because he was not meshabed any of his nechosim to be mekayim his promise. The next sugi which I would like to discuss is the difference between the lav and the asay of Baal Te'acher. The Gemara says, Omar Rovo, Kevan She'ovar Olov Regel Echod Oiver Be'asay. Even though a person is only Oiver in Baal Te'acher after Shalosh Regolim, he will be over on the asay, and Rashi explains this is the mitzvah asay of uvos or shomo v'aveisim shomo, already in the first regel, if he came to the Beis Hamikdash without bringing the korbonos which he was noider. The Pnei Yeshua has a very very strong kasha on this Gemara. La'elin daf daled amud aleph. The Gemara explained that the Rosh Hashanah lo regolim in our Mishnah aleph b'nisan is Rosh Hashanah lo regolim is referring to Rosh Hashanah lebal te'acher, and the Gemara explains that this is following the shita of Rab Shimon, that a person is only over on bal te'acher when three regalim have passed, v'chag ha-matzo is tchilo. Says the Pnei Yeshua, since a person is over on the mitzvahs asay already in the first regal, why were Chazal making such a big deal of the Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Nisan that a person is over on bal te'acher after Shlosh HaRegolim? It is true that he will be over on an additional lav after Shlosh HaRegolim, and regarding that lav, the Aleph Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for that lav, but what's the significance of this lav? If a person is already mechuyev to bring his korbonos already in the first regal because of the mitzvah saseh of uvoso shomo v'aveisim shomo, why is this lav of Baal Te'acher so significant that it already deserves a special Rosh Hashanah and it is mentioned within the list of Rosh Hashanahs in the Mishnah? And the Pnei Yeshua adds that we cannot say that the Nafkamina is regarding Malkus, that since the lav is only after Shalosh Regolim and a person will be like it after Shalosh Regolim, that is why it is so choshev to be deserving a special Rosh Hashanah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, a person is not loike on the lav of Baal Te'acher, since it is a lav of lav she'en b'maise. A person is simply leaving the korban in his house, he's not doing any action in this lav, and therefore asks the Pnei Yeshua, if a person is already mitzuve in the mitzvah saseh to bring the korban right in the first regel, So even though there's an added lav after Shalosh Regalim, that is not enough of a reason to create a new Rosh Hashanah Aleph B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim L'Inen Bal Te'acher. In order to answer this kasha, the Pnei Yeshua says that there's a very big difference, or actually a few differences, between the mitzvah saseh of Uvas Hashama and the mitzvah saseh of and the mitzvah slois saseh, the lav of Bal Te'acher. So the Pnei Yeshua lists three differences between the lav and the aseh. First of all, the Pnei Yeshua says there's one of community regarding a person who was ne'enas veloy olo l'regel. Says the Pnei Yeshua, and he brings a few riyas to that, that if a person be'oines was not oile l'regel, or people who are potter from aliyah l'regel, for example a tome or someone who does not have a karka, in that case, a person will not be oiver on this mitzvah saseh of uvas hashama v'aveizim shama. Because he wasn't uvas hashama, he is not mitzuve in the mitzvah saseh of uvas hashama. Therefore, even if he did not bring the korban, he is not oiver, and he is not, does not have to send the korban with a shliach. On the other hand, the person who was choyle for three regalim, and he did not bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, he will be oiver on Bal Te'acher, and even if he cannot bring the korban by himself, he has to send the korban al yidei shliach, because the Torah gives us this time period, that within this time period, he has to make sure that his korbanos arrive in the Beis HaMikdash. Another nafkimina says the Pnei Yeshua, this is what the our Gemara mentions later, that a person who does not bring the korban within shalosh regalim is not only oiver bebal te'acher one time, every single day he will be oiver bechol yoim. Says the Bnei Yeshua that this is only if regarding the lav. After three regalim have passed, every single day he is oiver again on the lav of Bal Te'acher. But regarding the mitzvah saseh, even if a person was oiver on the mitzvah saseh and he did not bring the korban on the regal rishon, he will not be oiver every single day. It's just a specific mitzvah saseh to bring the korbanos on the regal. And finally, says the Bnei Yeshua, our third nafkamina, and he says that even though our Gemara explains that regarding the lav of Bal Te'acher, there are two ways of being oiver on that lav. One way of being oiver is Omar Veloy Afrish. If a person was neither to bring a korban and he never was mafrish, he never designated the korban, he's oiver on Bal Te'acher. And the second way is Afrish Veloy Akriv. He was already mafrish, he designated the korban, but he did not bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Pnei Yeshua, these two ways of being oiver are only referring to the lav of Bal Te'acher, but regarding the mitzvah saseh of Aveisim Shama, Uvos Hashama Aveisim Shama, a person will be oiver only if hifrish velo hikriv, only if he already designated the korban and he does not bring the korban with him to the Beis HaMikdash, he will be oiver on the mitzvah saseh. But if a person was only Omar Veloi Afrish, he only was neither to bring a korban, but he never designated a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, even if the regal passed, he will not be over on the mitzvah saseh of Uvos Hashama V'Haveisem Shama. So we have three nafkaminis in the Pnei Yeshua between the lav and the essay. One nafkamini was whether if a person was ne'enas or a person was potter mir'iya, he's not over on the essay, but if he was ne'enas three times, three regalim, he will be over on the lav, he has to send the korban with a shliach. The second nafkamina was if a person was oiver on the lav, he's oiver now bechol yoim, but regarding the mitzvah saseh, it's a one-time thing, he's not oiver bechol yoim. And the third nafkamina, says the Bnei Yeshua, regarding Omar v'layafrish, if a person was noider to bring a korban, but he never was mafrish the korban, he could be oiver on the lav after shlosh regalim, but he will not be oiver on the aseh. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't explain what is the source for these differences. Why is that so, that the aseh is different than the lav regarding those three nafkiminis that Pnei Yeshua mentioned, but we could understand it based on the stipler that we mentioned when we learned Daf Dalet. The stipler says that this mitzvah saseh that teaches us Uvos Hashama V'Aveisim Shama is really not a mitzvah saseh that is referring to the neder of the person. The mitzvah doesn't teach us that when a person is noider, he has a chiyuv, a mitzvah saseh, to be mekayim his neder within the first regel. No, the Torah is only dealing with this neder with a mitzvah sloi saseh of Bal Te'acher. The mitzvah saseh of Uvos Hashama V'Aveisim Shama is simply teaching us that when a person has korbonois in his house, in his reshus, when he goes to do aliyah l'regel, he has to make sure to bring all the korbonois which he has with him on the trip to the Beis HaMikdash, and he cannot leave anything behind. Therefore, since it's a specific mitzvah regarding the korbanos that a person has, we could understand all those three things. If the person is not oile l'regel, he's nenas and he's not oile l'regel, he's not chayv to bring the korban with him. And so too, if the regular has passed already, he's not oiver on this mitzvah saseh every single day, because the mitzvah only tells us that with your aliyah l'regel, you have to bring the korbonos. And finally, when it was only Omar veloy afrish, when he was only noiter to bring the korbon, and he was not mafrish the korbon, he's not oiver on this mitzvah saseh, since the mitzvah saseh is specifically teaching us that you're oiver if you left your korbonos behind. It's a mitzvah not to leave any korbonos behind, to make sure to bring all the korbonos with you, but there's no special mitzvah saseh to be mekayim the neder within the regel rishon. Based on these three nafkaminas, and based on the explanation that we brought from the Kilos Yankiv, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's why the Mishnah felt it was necessary to mention a Rosh Hashanah l'regolim, which means a Rosh Hashanah l'nedorim regarding Baal Te'acher, because even though a person is oiver already by the first korban, by the first regal, if he did not bring the korban, but that is not an aveira on his neder. This is a side mitzvah saseh to bring all his korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, but really he is not oiver on his neder only until Shloisha Regolim have passed. That is when he's over on the Ichur, on the being late of the Neder, and that is why we have a special Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim, that to teach us that a person will not be over unless Shloisha Regolim have passed, V'chag HaMatzis Tchilo, like the Shita of Rab Shimon in the Braisa. In the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara says, Omar Rove, Kevan She'ovar Olov Regel, Echod Oiver Ba'asei. Even though we said that on the lav of Baal Te'acher, a person is only oiver after Shloisha Regolim, on the asay of Uvaso Shoma Vahavesim Shoma, a person is oiver right away in the first regal where he came to the Beis HaMikdash without his korban, he is oiver on this asay of Uvaso Shoma Vahavesim Shoma. The Gemara asks from a brisa that Rav Papios was made that they had a parosh el zivchei shlomim, va'acholnuho bepesach ve'ochalnu v'lodo shlomim bechag. They were makriv this korban, they ate a parah of Zivchei Shlomim on Pesach, and the vlad of that parah was eaten on the Chag. And the Gemara understands that this Chag is referring to Chag HaSukkos, and therefore the Gemara asks, why did they delay the bringing of the korban until Chag HaSukkos? What happened on Shavuos? Since Rav said that already by the first regel, a person is obligated to bring all the korbanos that he has, therefore, how could it be that they did not bring this Vlad Shlomim on Shavuos? The Gemara says, Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovo, Kegoin Shehoya Choyle Be'atzeres. Now there's a Machlokes Rishonim, what does it mean, Shehoya Choyle Be'atzeres? Rashi says one word, Shehoya Choyle HaVlad. The Vlad was Choyle Be'atzeres, and Tosis explains that since the Vlad was Choyle, therefore the Vlad was Posul Lahakrovo, and that is why they weren't able to be makriv the Vlad on Shavuos, and they had to wait until Chag HaSukkos. Rabbeinu Chananel explains, and also the second Pshat in the Meiri is, that when the Gemara says, Shehoyo Choyle Ba'atzeres, that means that the person himself that owned that Vlad Shlomim, he was Choyle, and therefore he was not able to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he had to wait until the Chag, until the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Now Rashi clearly does not hold of that pshat, because Rashi explains, Shehoyo Choyle Havlad. So the Agoy Siyavit says, that could be that there's a machloikis bahaloch over here. The reason why Rashi did not explain that the person was Choyle, Rashi made it very clear that the Vlad itself, the Vlad Shlomim was Choyle, that is because Rashi hold that even if the Bailim are Choyle, they are still Chayiv in this mitzvah asay to bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash on the first regel. And even though they cannot come themselves to the Beis HaMikdash, they have to send the korban al yidei shliach to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore Rashi couldn't have explained that the Gemara is saying that the person, the owner of the Vlad Shlomim, was choyle, because in that case he is still chayev to send the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore Rashi explained that the Vlad itself, the Vlad Shlomim itself was Choyle, in that case, obviously, the person is not obligated to bring it because it is Posul Lahakrova. On the other hand, the Pnei Yeshua brings out many rayas that when a person is Choyle during the Regel, he is not Chayiv in this mitzvah saseh of Uvoso Shoma Vahavesem Shoma. The Pnei Yeshua says that this is one of the main differences between the mitzvahs asay of Vahavesim Shama to the mitzvahs lois asay, to the Isur of Balte Acher. The Isur of Balte Acher of three regalim is even if a person was sick in all of the three regalim and he was not able to come to the Beis HaMikdash, after three regalim have passed, the person is chayiv to send the korban alidei shliach to Yerushalayim. On the other hand, the mitzvah saseya vuvaso shama v'aveisim shama is only when a person himself is chayiv ba'aliyah l'regel, then we say that he is also chayiv on the first regel to bring the korban. But if he was sick, or he is potter for any other reason from going to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Pnei Yeshua, in that case, he is not oiver on the mitzvah asay of uvaso shama v'aveisim shama. And the Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why Rashi says shehoyu choyle havlad, even though really Rashi could have explained that the person himself was choyle and therefore he was potter from bringing the korban on Shavuos, because the pashtis of the lashon of the Gemara is that the behema was choyle. When we read the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara is mashma that the Gemara is talking about the vlad shlomim itself. Therefore, Rashi says shehoyu havlad choyle. But really, Rashi himself also agrees that even if the person himself was choyle, he is not oiver on this essay of uvaso shama v'haveisim shama. The Pnei Yeshua himself says that there's another difference between the mitzvah's essay of v'haveisim shama, uvaso shama v'haveisim shama, this mitzvah that requires a person to bring the korban right away in the first regel, to the isur lav of balte acher, which is after shloisha regolim. And says the Pnei Yeshua that the Gemara by us, in that Vav Amud Beis, says, Omar Rovo, Kevan she'ovru olav shloisha regolim bechol yoim v'yoim oiver bebalte acher. If a person delayed his korban more than shloisha regolim, every single day he is oiver bebalte acher. Says the Pnei Yeshua, this is only referring to the lav of balte acher. But regarding the mitzvah saseh of uvoso shama v'aveisim shama, even if a person did not bring the korban on the first Yom Tev, on the first regel, he is oiver on this mitzvah asay, but it is a one-time asay. He will not be oiver every single day. Only regarding the lav, we say that he is oiver bechol yoim v'yoim. The Maritz Chayis, Agois Maritz Chayis, says that from the previous braisa that we mentioned, there could be a raya to this Pnei Yeshua, because the Gemara explained the reason why the people did not bring the Vlad Shlomim on Shavuos was because Kegoin shehoyo choyle, and as Rashi explained, shehoyo choyle havlad. Now the shaila is, even if the vlad was choyle, or according to the other rishonim, the person was choyle, why didn't they bring the korban right away when they were not sick anymore? When they became healthy again, they should have brought the korban, or when the vlad itself became healthy again, why did they wait all the way until Chag HaSukkos to bring the korban? They should have brought the korban right away, says the Maharitz Chayis. That's a raya to the Pnei Yeshua, that really, after a person was over the asay and he did not bring the korban on the first regel, there's no such a halacha that every single day he's over on an added asay. Only regarding the lav, we say that he's over every single day, but regarding the asay, it is one time that he is over, and therefore, since in the time of Shavuos, this behema was sick, or the bailim were sick, there is no special chiyuv to bring the korban until the next regel. And says the Maritz Chayis, because it is doichak to say that when the Gemara says shehoyo choyle ba'atzeres, it means that he was sick all the way from Shavuos until Sukkis. But the Maritz Chayis only adds that it's not a full raya to the Pnei Yeshua, because we could say that this is only true, this yisoid that we said, that a person is not oiver on the asay every single day that passes by, that is only true in a case where he was not oiver on the asay altogether, when the behema or the person were sick during the first Yom Tev, since he was not oiver on the mitzvah asay of uvaso shama v'aveisim shama. Therefore, there's no halacha that he's oiver every single day, but could be if bemezid, if everyone was healthy, both the korban and the person were healthy, and still the person decided not to bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash on the first Yom Tiv, and he was oiver on the mitzvah saseh, maybe we could say that from that day and on he will be oiver every single day on the mitzvah saseh, and there's no raya from our Gemara to the Chiddush of the Bnei Yeshua, since our Gemara is discussing a case where he was not Oiver the Mitzvah, because he or the Behemah were sick at the time that the first Yom Tiv came about. Regarding this halacha that Rav says that Kevan Shavrol of Gimel or Golim Bechol Yoim VeYoim Oiver BeBalte Acher, there's an interesting shayla of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner asks, why does Rav say Bechol Yoim VeYoim, every single day he is Oiver BeBalte Acher? Why didn't Rav mention even a greater chiddush, Bechol Sha'a VeSha'a, or Bechol Rega VeRega, he is Oiver BeBalte Acher? Why did Rav limit the chiddush and he said that he's Oiver on Balte Acher every single day? Perhaps you can answer this kasha simply by the words of the Meir. The Meiri explains, why is it so that a person is oiver bebalte acher every single day? We find that the Gemara in Bab Metzias says in Daf Kuf Yud that if a person is koivish schar sochir, he did not pay his worker on the same day that he had to, he is oiver one time on the isser of schar sochir, but he is not oiver from that day and on every single day. And asks the Meiri, what is the difference between Koivish Schar Sochir to the Isur of Balte Acher? Why in Balte Acher we do say that he's Oiver Bechol Yoim Voyoim? And says the Meiri, a beautiful pshat. In the case of Koivish Schar Sochir, it is Mevor in the Gemara over there, that the Avera of Kvisha Schar Sochir is both in the day and in the night. A person has to pay his poel when it comes the time that he has to pay it, both in the day, during the day or during the night. There is no hefsek. There's always the chiyuv to pay the poel is always existing. Therefore, since the chiyuv is always there, he's oiver on this isser of koivish schar sochir only one time, and that isser is never ending. It doesn't ever stop. On the other hand, in the case of Balte Acher, since a person cannot bring a korban balayla, therefore, during the night, a person is not oiver on Balte Acher, because he cannot bring the korban to the Beis Hamikdash Balayla. So every single morning, there's an added in a new Isser of Balte Acher, because during the night, the person was potur from Balte Acher, because he was not able to bring his korban. Therefore, when the Netzach Hama, when Alois HaShachar comes about, the person now has a new chiyuv of Balte Acher, a new Aveira of the love of Balte Acher, and that is why he is Oiver Bechol Yoim Vayoim. According to this Meiri, we could understand why Rav said Bechol Yoim Vayoim and not Bechol Shah Veshah. Because the reason why he's Oiver Bechol Yoim Vayoim is because Balailo he is not Oiver, and the Chiyuv is Mischadish Bayoim. But really, Bechol Shah Veshah, he is not Oiver a new Isser. The whole day is one long Isser, and only when the next day will come, there will be an added new Isser of Balte Acher. There's another machlokes Rishoni between the Meiri and the Ritva regarding the Balte Acher of Tzedakah, which is really the only Balte Acher which is Negea Bazman Hazeh. Do we also say that if a person was Me'acher to bring his Tzedakah, he is Oiver Bechol Yoim Voyoim, or even Bechol Rega Verega? The Meiri, based on his Pshat, says that tzedakah is similar to koivish schar sochir, the same way a person who is koivish schar sochir is only over one time, because that avera, that lav, is never had an end to it, and he's always obligated to pay his worker, and therefore he is not over more than once on the isur of koivish schar sochir. So too says the Meiri, when a person is over on the isur of Balte Acher regarding tzedakah, since that chiyuv of his to pay the tzedakah is a continuous chiyuv, he's chayev bein bayom uvein balayla. Therefore, we will not say that he is oiver on the isur of Balte Acher bechol yoim vayoim, because this chiyuv is never ending. It does not have a stop or an end to it. On the other hand, the Ritva clearly says that a person who is oiver on Balte Acher of tzedakah, he is oiver bechol rega vorega. And says the Ritva that in the case of kaime anim, if he has anim in front of him and he does not pay them the tzedakah which he is chayav, he will be oiver bechol rega vorega. And even though the Gemara said, the Rav said that in the klapi korbonois, a person is oiver bechol yoim voyoim, the Ritva holds that since over here he has anim in front of him, he is oiver every single minute and every single moment when he does not bring the momoin to the anim. One last sugya which we will discuss very bekitzer is the sugya of Isha bebalte acher. The Gemara says, "Boy Rab Zeira Isha mai bebalte acher mi aminan hoyloi mi chayva bireiya." Since she's not chayv bireiya, maybe she won't be chayv in balte acher. Oy dilma ho Isha besimcha, she is chayv in the extra chiyuv of simcha b'chag, which is bringing korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Omar le Abaye v'tepukle de ho Isha besimcha. If she's chayv besimcha and she has to come to the Beis Hamikdash, so obviously she is over about the acher. The Gemara asks, "Umi Omar Abaye hochi v'Omar Abaye Isha b'ayla mesamcha?" How could Abaye say that she is chayv besimcha? The Abaye himself said that b'ayla mesamcha. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Lidvarov der Rabzeira ko Omar." Abaye only asked on Rabzeira, "Why are you mistapik whether an isha is over about the acher?" It is obvious that since you hold that the isha herself is chayv besimcha, so she has to come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring the korbonos of Simcha b'chag, and therefore she will be oiver b'balte acher. There is a machlokes rishonim. What does it mean when the Gemara says that according to Abaye, Isha b'ayla mesamcha? Rashi says b'ayla mesamcha bebovel bebigdei tzivoinim be'eretz Yisrael bebigdei pishton. Basically, that means that according to Abaye, the woman does not have to come to the Beis Hamikdash at all, or even to Yerushalayim. The chiyuv simcha of v'samachta v'chagecha, she will be yoytze by the new clothes that her husband will buy her. The real chiyuv is on the Baal to buy her clothes, and she does not have to come to the Beis Hamikdash. On the other hand, Tosis says that this cannot be the pshat. Tosis brings a brisa that says lehedye, that only bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayom, a woman could be yoytze the mitzvah simcha by wearing new clothes. But bizman she'beis hamikdash kayom ein simcha elo bebosor. Therefore, Tosis explains that it is true that a woman is chayiv to eat the bosor in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of simcha, but that chiyuv is not on her. That chiyuv is on the husband. He is chayiv to make sure that she eats bosor b'Yerushalayim, and therefore she will not be oiver in balte acher because she does not have a specific chiyuv to come to the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore she's not included in the pasuk uvoso shama v'havesim shama, since she does not have a chiyuv to come to the Beis Hamikdash. The Ma'aseh Tosis has a strong kasha on Rashi. How could Rashi say that a woman, according to Abaye, is yoytzei yedei choyva simcha by wearing clothes? The Gemara says that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom ein simcha elo bebosor. The Pnei Yeshua explains that Rashi, of course, agrees to Tosis that if the woman does come to Yerushalayim, her husband is obligated to give her bosor v'yayin, and it is not enough to buy her new garments and new clothes. All Rashi is saying that if the woman chooses not to come to the Beis Hamikdash, then her husband is yoytze in the chiyuv simcha to be mesameach his wife through giving her new clothes. And since the woman herself is not chayiv b'ra'iyo, and she could choose not to come to the Beis Hamikdash, and in that case, her husband will only give her new clothes, and she will not be eating bosor in Yerushalayim. Therefore, says Rashi, that is the reason why, according to Abaye, she will not be oiver on the Isra of Balte Acher, because she could choose not to come to Yerushalayim. But it is true that if she does come to Yerushalayim, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, ein simcha elo bebosor. On the other hand, the Aruch Laner says that according to Rashi, that Gemara that says that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom ein simcha elo bebosor, the Gemara is only talking about ein simcha la'anoshim, but klapi the noshim, even in the times that the Beis Hamikdash is kayom, ein simcha for them is only by wearing new garments, and they are not chayav to eat any bosor of korbanos, even in the times that the Beis Hamikdash is kayom. The Turei Evan asks, what was the suffix of Rab Zeira? Rab Zeira says, Isha mai bebalte acher, and on one hand she's not chayv b'ra'iyah, oidil moho isa besimcha, and asks the Turei Evan, since it is clear from our sugya that Rab Zeira was of the opinion that a woman is chayv besimcha, which means the woman herself has a chiyuv to come to the Beis Hamikdash and to be makriv korbanos, and if that, or at least to eat from the bosor of the korbanos on Yom Tov, and if that is so, why should she be exempt of the mitzvah of Balte Acher? She should be chayiv in Balte Acher, because even though she's not chayiv b'ra'iyo, she is still chayiv to come to Yerushalayim, and therefore why shouldn't she be chayiv in this mitzvah say of Balte Acher, of Uvos HaShomo V'Aveisim Shomo? The Turei Evan explains that the suffix was, What does the Torah mean when the Torah says Uvasa Shama Vahavezim Shama? Does the Torah talk about the Azara itself in the Beis HaMikdash? And if that is so, and Isha is not included in this pasuk since she does not have a Chiyuv Re'iyah, she does not have to come to the Azara. Or the Torah means Uvasa Shama, you should come to Yerushalayim. And a woman is chayv to come to Yerushalayim since she does have the chiyuv of simcha, of eating basar in Yerushalayim. That was the suffix of Rab Zeira. On the other hand, as Fasema says, he does not understand what's the bikasha of the Turei Even. It is pashut what was the suffix of Rab Zeira, because even though the woman is chayv to come to Yerushalayim, since the pasuk that teaches us this halacha of Bal Te'acher is clearly talking about the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel, and the woman is not chayv in this mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel of Re'iyas Pnei HaMikdash. Therefore, Rab Zeira has a tzad that even though she is chayv to come to the Beis HaMikdash, but she's not included in the pasuk that teaches us Bal Te'acher, because the pasuk is only talking about someone who is chayv in mitzvahs Re'iyah. That is the pshat of the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis adds one more thing, which is Negel HaHalacha, that even though the Gemara is mistapic regarding the Bal Te'acher, whether a woman or Isha is oiver Bal Te'acher, that is only Bal Te'acher of Korbonos, since these Korbonos have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, but Bal Te'acher of Tzedakah that has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, everybody agrees that an Isha is oiver Bal Te'acher. And by that, the Sfasemis answers the famous Kasha, how could Rab Zeira be mistapik whether an Isha is oiver bebal te'acher or not? There's a Mefurash Sifri in Parshas Matos that says, Ve'isha kitido yoneder makshinan isha le'ish. And the Sifri says that an Isha is also included in this Isser of bal te'acher. And the Sfasemis explains, yeah, that is true. Everybody agrees that an Isha is oiver and bal te'acher in the case of Tzedakah. The suffix of Rab Zeira was, in the case of Bal Te'acher of Korbonos, does that Bal Te'acher depend on Chiyuv Re'iyah or not? One very last thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbonos, Perek Yudaled, Halacha Yudaled, Paskins, Echod Ho'ish Ve'echod Ho'isha Oivim BeBal Te'acher. The Rambam Paskins that a woman is Oivim BeBal Te'acher. Many of the Achronim ask, why did the Rambam Paskin that they're oiver b'bal te'acher? It's mashma from our Gemara that according to Abaye, that Aisha is not chayev b'simcha b'ayla mesamcha, that woman is not chayev b'bal te'acher because she's not obligated to come to the Beis HaMikdash and she's not included in the pasuk of Uvaso Shama v'aveisim Shama. And why didn't the Rambam paskin like Abaye, which is a basro'o? The ma'aseh of the Rambam is l'shitosoi, because the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga Perek Aleph writes that noshim are chayev b'simcha. Even though Noshim are potter from Re'iyah, they are chayiv b'simcha. And the Rambam over there clearly disagrees, does not paskin like Abaye. He does not say that b'ayla mesamcha, the Noshim themselves are chayiv b'simcha, and therefore the Rambam l'shitosoi paskins that they are oiver bebal te'acher. The Eben HaEzel has a very long pshat, and he explains that the Rambam understood that even according to Abaye, that holds that Isha b'ayla mesamcha, still a woman is oiver bebal te'acher, because even though b'ayla mesamcha, still since she has to come to Yerushalayim in order for the husband to be yotzi d'chayva his chiyuv of simcha, she is oiver in bal te'acher. Ayin Sham, and also the Shagas Arya in Simen Samechvov, has a long explanation to explain the shita of the Rambam. Bozeh ve'ein kan mokoim le'ha'arich.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.